The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you kidding me? Kenmare, North Dakota, what's not to love? Hey, everybody, I'm Scott Hennen along with Todd Mitchell. I'm in Kenmare. Todd's back in the studios of 550 K-Fire.
Hello.
I know, kind of a sob story, Todd, right? Out here having all the fun, hanging out in Kenmare.
Hey, I get a road trip later on today here on K-Fire, so I get to head to Underwood and hang out at Grimsley's today. So we
all
each
right.
get our little road trip today.
We each get our road trip. Me and Kenmare, Todd and Underwood, that's awesome. This is our What's in Your Town tour, and we do these... We try and do it at least a couple times a month, sometimes more, sometimes less, but we're in Kenmare today. And by the way, our What's in Your Town tour is brought to you by Don Russell's Big Flavor Tour for Cloverdale. I brought some bacon coupons with me to save folks some bucks on bacon. I'm telling you, there's nothing better than
bacon.
Cloverdale bacon. It's the best. It is the best. And Arvid Communications also bring you our What's in Your Town tour. Today in Kenmare, we... I'm going to chat with the mayor about what's happening here in Kenmare, which will be fun. And there's a lot going on in Kenmare. That's the bottom line. And so we'll chat with Roger Ness about how Kenmare is doing among North Dakota's success. I mean, North Dakota's a big deal right now. North Dakota's booming right now. How's Kenmare doing and all that? We'll ask the mayor. We're also going to chat with Arlen Gardner and Rick Harris. And those two are on the Goose Fest committee. Now, I secured a promise earlier out of Phil Parker that he will come up and take in the Goose Fest. October 18th through the 25th, mark it on your calendar. This is a big deal. 26 years will be hunting honkers. They have like about 250,000, by the way, at times. That's how many honkers are up here. And we're talking 12 to 14 pounders, not uncommon. So that's pretty darn cool, and really looking forward to Goose Fest this year. We'll tell you more about that as we go throughout the program. It is, by the way, an Are You Kidding Me kind of Friday, which means you can tell us what it is that has you saying, Are You Kidding Me today, while you're listening here on K-Fire 550 or 910 KCJB in Minot or AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead or AM 1090 KTGO booming to the Bakken or a little later on. And our delayed broadcast on KLTC 1460 in Dickinson on the What's on Your Mind program today. How do you do that? Oh, it's so simple. You simply dial the telly, pick up the party line, and give us a ring at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions and or comments. I have about 100 suggestions. Todd, I'm guessing you do as well. Todd was all hot to trot about our Attorney General of the United States down there in Ferguson, Missouri, and I believe he has his hand on the trigger of some comments we're going to play in a little bit. That's Todd's, I think. I don't want to put words in his mouth. Mine is this. Okay, so finally, the University of North Dakota and NDSU are going to play again in football. We can crank up the rivalry once again. However, NDSU is afraid to play UND on their home turf. Are you kidding me? I mean, given the legendary Sioux Bison battles over the years, you know, back and forth one year in Fargo, next year in Grand Forks, and the time-honored tradition that, I mean, movies have been made about, for crying out loud. Go check out, what ESPN did years ago. This is just legendary. And evidently, today... This is unofficial at this point, but reports are that there will be an announcement about games in 2015 on the schedule and 2017, both at the Fargo Dome. Is that fair? Now, on this program, previously, the president of NDSU, a fellow by the name of Dean Bresciani, who obviously has quite a grip on our university system and the chancellor and lots of other folks, because they just proposed a 7.5% increase for him that his other colleagues would not have gotten. They since pared that back a little bit, but he still is getting a bump, unlike his predecessor at UND, which seems very odd to me. I don't understand the power at Old Main. But they obviously have enough backers. And look, I'm a Bison fan. Okay, I'm not as much of a Bison fan as I am a Sioux fan. And that's just out of 18 years of loyalty. And when I moved to North Dakota, it was Grand Forks. It was 1984, and I just got bit by that bug. I don't apologize for it. I'm a Sioux fan through and through. But I like the Bison. I'll be down in Iowa State for the big game later this month. We're going to tailgate with a bunch of folks and have fun all season long. So I'm a Bison guy. But I am a little concerned about the growing arrogance of NDSU. And I think it's personified in this football thing. I really do. I mean, there's other examples. We have a headline in most newspapers around the state today about a breach of security that happened. You've heard about this, Todd, right? The security breach where a hacker got into a server of the North Dakota University system, and on that server was social security numbers of students and faculty and all kinds of other information. Now, we know that none of that information was ultimately used, right, or grabbed, but the point is the hacker got into the server and could have. That's one of those that could have been really, really bad deals. So anyway, the brainiacs at the university system say, we need these new protocols. And these new protocols, govern the kind of devices you can bring on campus as an example, because that's one way that that hackers can break in. Well, NDSU said, you know what? We want our own policy, and we want to be different than the rest of the schools. And by the way, we'd like our own email system, too. So you guys, it's very in your face to the rest of the university system and, quite honestly, to taxpayers. I sat in on a audit committee meeting yesterday. Now, you'd think that'd be a little boring, but it was the audit committee of the Board of Higher Education. Three members of that committee, Don Morton, a former football player at NDSU and rather legendary fellow who's now on the Board of Higher Ed, chair of the overall Board of Higher Education, Kirsten Dieterich, and Kathy Nesset, who chairs the audit committee. It was fascinating. I found that three people were put on leave because of a lackadaisical attitude about security, and I also found out that NDSU wanted to opt out of the policy and specifically new protections so these things don't happen. So I'm sort of saying, are you kidding me? Are they getting a little big for their britches at NDSU? I don't know. Just a couple of examples. That's my Are You Kidding Me? But I welcome yours on any and all topics today as we broadcast live from beautiful Kenmare, North Dakota, in our What's On Your Town tour today. Let's get to Paul on the road of 550 K-Fire, and then we'll get Todd's Are You Kidding Me? Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, how's it going today?
Good, how are you?
Doing very well. Hey, with this UND-NDSU thing, maybe UND could make the playoffs and get a home game and get the Bison up there for that. And number two, as long as with the Fighting Sioux nickname, you guys still might have that if Mr. Engelstad didn't publicly attack academics in the paper and in the media.
Well, a couple
that's
things.
That's what's on my mind.
Well, I'm glad, Paul. You want to stick around and chat about it for a second? Because both are interesting topics. One on the playoff thing. I think that's kind of a shot at UND and the fact that their football program has struggled of the last few years. Fair statement. And if I'm a Bison fan and I see all the success in the three-peat, I'm saying the same thing. I'm trash-talking. I get all that. And I just don't think university president should be doing it. And essentially, your argument is the same as Dean Brashani's, the president, who told us on our program, maybe if they get good, we'll think about playing them again. Now, you know what? That's what Bison and Sioux fans are going to say at the bar. Right? That's what they're going to say over coffee at the cafe, but I don't think presidents ought to be thinking that way. But I get your point, and it's well taken. It is essentially, why don't you guys, get that program going, and then when you're worthy of us, we'll think about playing you again. Okay, fair point.
Where were you guys during our Division I transition when you wouldn't play us?
You know what? If you were a listener.
And let's look at it this way. If you want to talk about the old MCC, UND did more to dissolve that conference than anyone. They were not willing to work at all to keep level two or division two at the scholarship levels they were at. They wanted to dumb it down, and they did. That's why the Bison moved, and now they want the Bison to help them up.
Yeah, no, I think there's a little different history there than you remember, but I will say this. A former president at UND by the name of Charles Kupchella was very jealous, in my view, of Joe Chapman's success at NDSU. And so when Joe Chapman and Gene Taylor, with great vision, started the transition to Division I at NDSU, UND was jealous, number one, and number two was very much against it. Now, I don't want to talk out of school, but I don't think that was a unanimous opinion on campus at UND, and I believe if you asked Roger Thomas, currently the athletic director of the University of Mary, he would tell you his recommendation to the president, Charles Kupchella, was very different than, hey, let's just stay here, let's stay D2, it's too costly, it's too bold to go D1. I believe there was real disappointment in that, and UND, in retrospect, made a huge, I mean a huge mistake by not beginning the transition when NDSU did, and they paid a price for that. So
yeah,
I'm in total agreement.
Roger Thomas would have took him to 1AA. That's why he left. He didn't want to take, he didn't want UND to go Division
I. I don't believe that's accurate, but you'd have to ask Roger about that. I don't want to talk out of school.
Yeah.
But my point is, you have a good point. Now, Ralph Engelstad was a friend of mine. He did not like the media, and they very often portrayed his remarks. He did interviews with me on the program, and you are dead wrong about Ralph Engelstad. I'll tell you why when we come back. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24/7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The home of the Honkers. We're in Kenmare today, getting fired up for Goose Fest, which is not too far off. Mark your calendar, October 18th to 25th. We're going to chat with the mayor of Kenmare here coming up in just a little bit. And our What's in Your Town tour brought to you by Cloverdale, Arvig, as well as the local folks here, Eagle Operating. Thanks to Don Mell and the team over there, Goose Fest Committee, State Bank and Trust of Kenmare, Farmers Union Oil Company, Gooseneck Implement, the Equipment Picker, and M&K Pizza Hub, as well as American Well. Appreciate that very much for your support. More folks as well bringing you the broadcast. We'll tell you about them a little later on, live from Kenmare today. So, Paul, are you still there? And I'll wrap up my my comments in response to your cheap shot at Ralph Engelstad.
Let me finish on that. I wasn't a cheap shot at Mr. Engelstad. The facts are this. He still could have had the university. North Dakota could still be the University of North Dakota Fighting Stew. He chose to force out a university president, the one before Cub Chella, and force out Terry Wanless, and then write numerous op-eds, or at least two, challenging academics at the University of North Dakota. And that is unheard of in college athletics anywhere. And then he ran into an NCAA president, Miles Brands, that was the same guy that fired Bobby Knight with it. So he picked the wrong fight. He was rich. He was powerful. He's a great businessman. And he was good for the University of North Dakota. But at the end of the day, if they would have went about it differently, and Mr. Engelstad would have went about it differently, you notice I'm calling him Mr. Engelstad. I'm not ripping. They could still have that nickname.
First of all, he would tell you to call him Ralph, right? And I'm not trying to be Johnny name dropper here, but honestly, I had the great pleasure. Tom Clifford was a dear friend of mine, and through him and Gino Gasparini and Dean Blaze, I came to know Ralph very well. And literally, you could go back and listen to transcripts or listen to programs here. Ralph came on. Ralph was on our air the day Ralph Engelstad Arena opened up. Okay, he didn't do any other media events. And I was in the room for a number of meetings related to what you're talking about, and Ralph never once made a demand. He never said, the name must change. He did not. You give him way too much credit for ousting Ken Baker. That didn't happen. Look, most of the things that have happened related to the Fighting Stew name have been internal politics to either Twomley Hall or the Board of Higher Education. And 99% of what you've read in the newspaper about Ralph Engelstad making demands or doing this, that, and the other thing is folklore. Now,
He signed his name on the op-ed. To the English professor up there. He said in the real, you would not make it in the real world.
Well, right, but I mean, I think Ralph was a little ticked off about the
English. You're right, but I'm just saying this is he picked the wrong fight with the wrong person at the time.
I disagree. He stood. Uh-oh. By the way, the whole Miles Brand thing.
I get that. You're a Fighting Sioux fan.
Listen, Paul. I used that at the beginning. Full disclosure: I'm a homer. I love the Sioux, right? All I'm telling you, Paul, is you can't believe everything you read in the paper. As far as the one op-ed that you're talking about,
I have a PhD in skepticism. I have postgraduate credits in skepticism on that matter.
What I'm telling you is. I remember the op-ed you're talking about. It was specifically related to criticism from some academic about the name issue. Ralph had the benefit of hearing and seeing firsthand Native Americans with tears in their eyes talk about what this name meant to them. Ralph had the benefit of having pulled that jersey on himself and knowing what it meant to him. And that's a little different than some academic who's sitting in some, utopian, this is the way the world should be kind of world. And he didn't like that. Okay. Now, I was there when he announced a $100 million gift to the University of North Dakota. And at the time, it was going to be a $50 million allocation for the arena and $50 million for academics and entrepreneurial programs. And you know what? The school messed that up. Academics messed that up. Professors messed that up. And it was one of the great regrets that Tom Clifford took to his grave. So all I'm telling you is don't believe everything you read in the paper, Paul. I appreciate the dialogue. I'm going to keep going because I've let you on a long time. But you do not have all the facts related to Ralph Engelstad. That's all I'm saying. And as you can tell, my dander gets up a little bit when people, say bad things about the dead. Because my mom always said, don't say bad things about those that we've lost. And rest his soul, he cared a lot about that school. And I believe the reason the University of North Dakota is not the Fighting Sioux today is because the NCAA had to win one. And they picked not Florida, not some of these other big schools. They picked UND because they said, you know what, we can roll them. And unfortunately, there wasn't a lot of leadership. There wasn't a lot of folks willing to stand up to it. And I would put, by the way, former governors, former members of Congress in that category, and even our attorney general didn't cut the best deal in the settlement. you know, when you put a timeline and a gun to people's heads to make a decision, it doesn't go well. But let's have some fun today, should we? John and Minot, what do you want to say about the rivalry? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Ken Baker, you know, who was the board education leader? Old man Hoven. He knocked Ken Baker out. Ken Baker was doing the same thing as Tom Clifford, moving some money around to keep the medical school open. And this Hoven, who's got some real history, if you look up the bank history, he just celebrated his 50th year, he claims. He was hauled into court when they started that bank. He's the one that knocked Ken Baker out.
Well, again, John, I think, first of all, I don't care for accusations about people being hauled into court and not having the whole story, so I'm going to move on from that and consider that an unfair cheap shot at this point. But you're right. I think Jack Hoven was on the Board of Higher Education at the time, so he certainly would have played a role in whether or not Ken Baker stayed. That's where I'm talking about folklore getting a little crazy. This is too much inside baseball. Let's talk about whether the rivalry ought to exist or whether or not there ought to be horses off Highway 22. And that's what Ron and Kildare, listening on KTGO, says is his "Are You Kidding Me?" submission. Ron, what's on your mind?
Well, like you said, are you kidding me? There's horses on Highway 22 starting at the Little Missouri River running north for about 15 miles. I use that road daily, and it's ridiculous. The county sheriff's department won't answer calls. I stopped and talked to one of the Indian Highway patrolmen, and he said it was a civil matter. And it's just a road hazard.
A civil matter, meaning what? That it's a legal dispute or something?
Well, he said there's no law on the reservation to stop people from grazing their horses in the ditch. And I'm not talking one or two. I'm talking anywhere from 1 to 25, three different groups, just about every morning.
Sounds like a very dangerous situation. I mean, is the sheriff aware of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they get a lot of calls on it, and finally I think people quit calling because nobody does anything about it.
Well, and, I think it's specifically the stretch of Highway 22 would be between where and where, Ron?
Well, basically from BIA 14 running up to Highway 73.
Right.
There's at least three groups of horses in there. There's a mare and a colt in there that I know that colt was born in a ditch, and he's about 3 months old now. And I don't think he's ever been in a fence. And there's just groups of horses. You know, six here, 10 there, and they'll graze right up to the asphalt.
Wow. Well, we'll do a little check and see what we can find out about that. By the way, reminds me that we had some calls earlier this week about the sandbar. Particular sandbar south of Sibley Park there in the Missouri that has been shut down. Game and Fish is going to join us on Tuesday. We got that added to our list of questions for them. We'll do some checking. We have the Highway Patrol folks on regularly, and we'll do some checking with the Sheriff's Office there to see if we can get you some answers, Ron. Stay tuned. We'll try and do that yet today on the program. 800-228-0550 live in Kenmare today with What's on Your Mind.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six-packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Before the top of the hour, the What's in Your Town tour in Kenmare, North Dakota today. I want to thank our friends from Don Russell's Big Flavor Tour. We're talking Cloverdale. Summer's winding down, you know, but there's still some summer left, so your taste buds are asking for more. Check out CloverdaleFoods.com and find delicious recipe ideas. We're also brought to you by Arvig, where you receive customized solutions for your business and home security, business phone systems, networking, and more. Going to chat with the mayor of Kenmare in just a moment here. But first, we have Cameron and Minot waiting to weigh in. What's on your mind on an Are You Kidding Me edition of What's on Your Mind today, this Friday, Cameron?
Hi. Thanks for having me again today. I was just calling to ask you what you think the general political climate in the U.S. is and has been for the last 30 years.
Well, is and the last 30 years are two very different questions. I'll just give you my quick take on the snapshot right now. Horrible. I mean, really, really horrible. When you
I'm asking you the political pendulum. Where is it?
You're saying where is it now in the country? I believe most Americans would put themselves in the center right category. If we just counted noses, right, I would say definitely center right. I think that's kind of the American way. I'll figure this out. I'll get it done. I think the people that vote. Right now, the people that pay attention swings more towards the what I would call takers rather than makers. And that's why we have the current makeup of the United States Senate controlled by Democrats, which is about to go away in November, in my view. And we have the President of the United States and his failed leadership for a second term. I think that would be my quick take, Cameron. What's yours?
Well, historians and political scientists call this the Reagan era, or also more broadly the sixth party. We've swung so far to the right now that Reagan would be branded a rhino.
Okay, well, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. If we've swung so far to the right that Reagan's a rhino, how do we have Harry Reid as majority leader and Barack Obama as president of the United States?
Sarah Palin or Barack Obama. Harry Reid, I don't know about the dynamics of his state, but you're going after your spotlight fallacy. This is called spotlight fallacy. You pick something that's not in harmony with your delusional version of reality, and then to dismiss what is the overwhelming consensus among everybody else, the actual factual reality that we have swung really far to the left or the right.
Hmm.
We used to, if you add up all the seats, like governors, state legislators, and senators, and House of Representatives, back in the early 70s, they had about 30-some% of the seats. Now they have about 55% of the seats, and they're, as you mentioned, they're scheduled to take even more here. They're scheduled to take control of the Senate again.
Yeah, well, I'm glad, given the state of our economy, quite honestly, Cameron. Love to continue the conversation when we have more time in the future, but I wasn't spotlighting anything. I'm not sure what that spotlight deal was, but I will tell you this. I just give my opinions. You asked, and I gave them. Others welcome as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Get in line and tell us your submission for Are You Kidding Me? Friday edition of What's on Your Mind live from Kenmare today. Brought to you by our friends at Eagle Operating, the Goose Fest Committee. We're going to talk about that next hour. State Bank and Trust of Kenmare, Farmers Union Oil Company, Gooseneck Implement, Equipment Picker, M&K Pizza Hub, American Well, Portal Service, Brook Divide Electric Co-op, Modern Woodworks and Northern Appliance, as well as Town and Country Credit Union. Had a great stay at the Quilt Inn last night. Going to have lunch with the folks from the Kenmare Economic Development Corporation a little later on. And right now we get to chat with the mayor of this fine city of Kenmare. It's great to welcome back to the program, Roger Ness. Mayor, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, and welcome back to Kenmare.
I love this place.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
What's not to love?
You got to love everything about it.
You really do. Yeah, really, it's a beautiful community, and it's a vibrant community, and things are hopping right now. What's on your plate as mayor?
Well, just about everything. We're busy with a whole revitalization of our downtown square. We put all new sidewalks, curb gutter, lighting. We made everything ADA compliant, and also we got a huge project going through town. Our county road, which is the main thoroughfare through town from the east and west, has a tremendous amount of truck traffic and traffic, either oil, ag-related, and that's all getting redone. And we're working with the county on this project. It's a county road, so basically they're making it as a rural road, and what we're doing is we're urbanizing it. So the city is in cooperation with them. We're putting curb gutter and drainage system, and we hope to put in the very near future sidewalks, lighting, and make it a very nice road. We're also going with concrete because there's so much traffic. So, you know, we're working with them on that project. That's going to be huge for our town. We're also looking at expansion of our lagoon right now, a lift station project, and so we have a lot of things going on.
Sounds like Kenmare is growing.
Yes, it is, and we're hoping that's what we're looking at the future. We've done a comp plan and looking at the future growth, and we want to be prepared, so that's what we're doing. We're, you know, making sure we're ready for the growth.
You're on the eastern edge of the oil boom. How has that changed Kenmare?
It's definitely, it's kind of nice being on the edge sometime because we have had time to basically get our ordinances and our zoning all up to date, and, you know, but there's still activity. We still have several different oil-related companies coming to town. Housing was a big thing, so we have put in a couple work together with the North Dakota Housing and Financing Group. So we have two 12-plexes that were just built in the last 2 years, and we're looking at affordable housing. And that's the number one, I think, right now. We're really looking at the housing aspect.
If folks haven't been here, describe downtown and describe the view and the wildlife refuge and what you see within just a, you know, eye view, eye shot of downtown Kenmare.
And it's great. I mean, we have the Lakers right down here. We got a beautiful park. It's a square. We're one of the few, I think, that have a square, actually, in the state of North Dakota. And we have the Danish Mill, and it really adds to the attraction of the whole square. It's a beautiful view, and it's really beautiful. Come next for Goose Fest when all the geese and stuff will be down on the lake.
250,000 of them.
Well, that's what they say.
Sometimes
it's more and sometimes it's a few less, but it's unbelievable.
And some honkers. I mean, big old honkers, 12 to 14 pounders, they tell me.
Yes, you got to love your honkers.
So this is the snow goose capital of North Dakota. Full disclosure, I've never hunted geese.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm going to make this the year I do it.
That's a perfect time to come on up. We'll find a place to go hunting.
Yeah, exactly right. And you stand line to line and wait for them to come over? Or you?
There's a lot of different ways of doing it, that way, decoying. And that's the great thing about this whole region and community is the farmers are, you know, when it comes to goose hunting, you don't see hardly any land that is posted, so it's open. The farmers are very welcoming to hunters, and it's just an absolutely great event, and it's just a good community.
It sure is. It's vibrant. You know, that's what I really like about it. It really is vibrant. And by the way, that downtown you mentioned, the square, that is very unique. And I don't know if anybody within the sound of our voice knows of another North Dakota community that has a square downtown, which just means just that. I mean, there's literally a block, a square in the middle, and main streets on all four sides, basically, right?
Yep, that's exactly what it is. And it's awesome. I know Jackson Hole, Wyoming. I've been there. I know they have one.
Clarinda, Iowa is another one.
Okay.
Is it Clarinda? Yeah, I think it's Clarinda has the, and they very often put the courthouse in the middle in a number of Iowa communities, you know, or the town hall, if you will. And then, so I've seen it before, but it's pretty rare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's unique and it's neat, and you got a lot of development going on and a lot of retail that's come back downtown.
And that's what we take pride in. You know, we do still have two grocery stores. We have two hardware stores and, you know, two real good, implement dealers with another one coming into town. So competition, we always, you know, sometimes you worry about that, but I think it's the greatest thing there is. It really helps businesses. So.
Speaking of implement dealers, are you buying some new iron right now? Are you holding back a little bit with these prices?
I'm still holding back a little bit, but yeah, I farm, so I definitely watch, and we do have really some super different implement dealers here in town.
How are the crops around here?
Crops are what we did get in are excellent. We did have a lot of drowned out because we had like 6 inches of rain here in one weekend, and we had a lot of drowned out, and you know, but now it's getting to it, and we've got into it, and now all of a sudden it's diseases. And the commodity prices are down. So, yeah, you got to love it.
I'm going to start cheering up here now.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to start cheering up. You got to throw in price and then the input cost and then getting 2013 crop out of the state.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, I know. But in all seriousness, there are a number of challenges this year that we haven't seen.
Yep.
On the other hand, we've been pretty blessed, haven't we, over the last sweep of a few years?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to feel too sorry for
you. Nah, that's the way it goes.
All right. Roger, good to see you.
Yes.
Thanks for hosting us here. We love Kenmare.
And we appreciate it.
We'll be back for Goosefest, okay?
Sounds great.
Roger Ness, great mayor, Kenmare, North Dakota, our guest on the What's On Your Mind. Back to your calls here. Becky up in Grand Forks, listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind, Becky?
Good morning. Speaking of Jackson Hole, I was there July 27th of this year, and visiting with some people in the laundry room and the lunch room, and they said, I said, what are you here for? And they said, we're guests of the State Department. And the lady was from Nigeria, a man from Armenia, one lady from Saudi Arabia, two from South Africa, Rwanda. And I said, well, what are you doing here? Well, we're guests of the State Department, International Visitors Leadership Program. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not. I looked it up
on the Internet under U.S. State Department, IVLP, International Visitors Leadership Program. It's a big website. And I said, well, what are you doing here? Now, we're in Jackson Hole, so, you know, vacation spot. I was there for a workshop, so very expensive place, $325 a night for these rooms. And I said, well, how many are there? Well, there's 24 in our group, but there's 96 of us all together, they said. They were so proud. I said, well, what are you doing here? Well, we were flown in from 23 different countries to Washington, D.C., and then split up into four groups. Some were in Chicago, and I didn't catch the other cities. I said, but what are you doing in Jackson Hole? Well, it's our days off.
Your days off.
You mean your days off? Well, we've been working for 3 weeks. They've been in the United States for 3 weeks. 96 people from 23 countries.
Sound like a vacation. Sound like they needed a vacation from the vacation.
And I said, what do you do? Well, it's about the youth organizations, peace in America. How do American children get along and resolve conflict? I said, this is what you're studying.
Oh my gosh!
How do American children get along? Now I wrote this all down. I was so upset. I went and got a piece of paper and I came back and visited with them in the lunchroom. I said,
Becky, you should be a reporter. This is unbelievable stuff. Now, my big question is, who's paying for all this $325 a night for them to vacation in Jackson Hole?
U.S. State Department. Yeah.
Oh,
Look on their website.
You've got to be kidding me.
Flown in, then they go home and open a museum. It's right on the front page on the website. U.S. State Department.
Would you share your notes with us so we can dig into this a little more? That's a classic.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me? Fine example of are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. And you wonder why we have the federal debt we do.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from Agri-Cup. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment 701-483-4369. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Are you kidding me? UND and NDSU, the rivalry resumes, 2015 and 2017, both games at the Fargo Dome. Emailer says, Scotty, UND must be made to pay for not making the jump to D1 when NDSU asked them to. All right. The only reason this game is coming off is the fact Gene Taylor is leaving. I don't believe that, actually. I think Gene Taylor works for a president who didn't think that, and by the way, Don Morton, former football coach himself at NDSU, now a member of the North Dakota University System, Todd will remember this, was our guest on What's on Your Mind. We had him and Roger Thomas on
just talking football, having some fun about their rivalry over the years. And I don't remember, within the last year. And Don Morton, at that time, again, a year or so ago, said, the presidents are responsible for this game not happening. The presidents need to fix it. And evidently they finally called a truce and said, okay, we'll play again, but we're not going to start till 2015, and then we'll do the next one 2017, and by the way, it'll have to be at the Fargo Dome. Are you kidding me? That's a head-scratcher for me. Is it for you? Or anything else on your mind? It's welcome. Rod in Bismarck wants to talk about Measure One. Are you kidding me? Rod?
Yeah, good morning. Actually, I got a call. I'm just wondering if any of your other listeners have received a call, a survey call, last night regarding Measure One. But the surveyor, to begin with, did not indicate what the call is for. They asked a series of questions to begin with about how you would rate from 0 to 100 President Obama. They didn't give me a minus 20 for a choice, so I gave them a 0. They asked about Right to Life, NARAL, Planned Parenthood, the National Rifle Association. Anyway, ask you to rate each one of those from 0 to 100. Then they proceed to ask you about Measure Number One. And first off, are you likely to vote? But then Measure Number One, are you going to vote yes, no? Then they launch into what I would call an infomercial, where basically supporting opposition to Measure One, indicating that they read about six different subjects, six different points, indicating that Measure One is going to reduce women's access to abortion. It's going to eliminate or hinder family end-of-life decisions. It's going to interfere with women's reproductive rights.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could tell you who I could tell you who was funding this. It's the opposition to Measure One, obviously.
Of course. But anyway, after they go through all of these questions, they then ask you again, how are you planning to vote on Measure One?
That's called a push-pull, by the way, in the business, you know, Rod, when they're asking you right in the beginning, and then they're trying to push you another way.
Right. Well, anyway, at the second time through the survey, second time through the request, I said, wait a minute, time out here. I'm not interested in, you know, wasting my time, you know, listening to all this. I'm still voting Measure One. And I said, do you have any other questions or any other issues? Is this survey for more than this? And they said, well, we can't compromise the survey's accuracy by telling you what might be coming up. So after the second round, I finally said, hey, you're wasting my time and yours. I'm not changing my mind. You know, are you kidding me? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a classic, are you kidding me? Absolutely. And look, the money, Rod, is going to pour in for... You know, that costs money. That call, somebody paid for that call with the strategic plan to try and dissuade the North Dakota voters from what, you know, again, if we had to go count noses and say, do you think that the inalienable right to life of every human being at any stage of development must be recognized and protected? Which, by the way, the legislature has done this. It's simply ensuring what is already mentioned in the state constitution is not being denied any human being. Pretty basic common sense stuff. This is not really controversial, but Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry will pour millions and millions of dollars to do more of what you heard there. The ads are going to pour in. I hope folks don't listen to the ads on either side. Honestly, I shouldn't say that as a media guy. I hope they get the facts themselves, as you obviously have, Rod. So good for you on pushing back a little bit, and thanks for sharing the story. Appreciate that. TJ and Mandan, you're on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I just want to give a plug out to one of Ken Mayer's own, Maria Hager. She has been a tireless promoter of Cloverdale and the Big Flavor Tour. She's one of these promising, young, talented people coming up through the North Dakota higher ed system. She's at the NDSU, and she's worked with Phil on our Big Flavor Tour since middle of May, I suppose. And they have put on thousands of miles throughout North Dakota, the upper Midwest, out to the West Coast. They did a big West Coast swing last week. So they're hitting it. They hit it hard. And they're probably working the trailer today.
That is so awesome. That's fantastic. A great story about a youngster in North Dakota making a difference and taking a great North Dakota brand all across the USA. And if I were a betting man, I bet at a few NDSU football games I'm going to see Don Russell's Big Flavor Cloverdale wagon as well, am I?
Well, we'll be at all the home games for sure.
Can't wait. Absolutely can't wait. That'll be a lot of fun. And I tell you what, we appreciate the sponsorship of Cloverdale and bringing us all across North Dakota. And there are some great, great stories going on. And we're broadcasting today from the State Bank and Trust of Kenmare. And you should have seen the look on their face when I started handing out coupons for a discount on that great Cloverdale bacon. They love me in Kenmare now, but it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with your bacon, DJ. So.
Well, everything's better with bacon.
Exactly right.
Yes, yes.
Everything's better with bacon. Yes, my gosh. I love it more than pie, and I love pie a lot. So, hey, we're with you on the shout-out for Maria, and we'll look for Don Russell's big flavor tour from Cloverdale all across the USA and advice in football.
Thanks a million.
Take care.
We'll see you in Iowa next week.
In the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2 for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine. There are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to radio advertising. We are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.